Welcome, everybody, to episode 485 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, on this glorious Friday the 13th, how are you?
But actually, there's more than one Friday the 13th for a year.
Yeah.
Actually, we're going to get into that a little later and what I mean by that.
Yeah. What about you, Break? How was your week?
It's okay. It's really nice outside right now. So I'm inside on the show.
So, yeah. Well, I mean, we could always change it. Like, you could, you know, we could, like, cancel the show right now.
All right, I quit. I'll see you guys later.
You quit till next week, Break?
if it rains next week.
Actually, today's cold. It's been, like, super hot, but today was, like, really cold. So it's just kind of weird. We've been having great, like, short weather around here, but today I don't know if you can see, but
well, we've had a roller coaster of hot coldness.
Yeah,
and currently it's in the high 70s. It's nice.
Oh, high 70s. God, you guys,
it's not nice. This is fucked up, man.
It's beautiful outside right now. It's supposed to be more like it's supposed to be in around I think the low 60s or something for the high in April. So it's probably going to rebound a bit, and it's going to go back to the 60s probably.
Yeah, well, it's still
before it gets 60s. In the 70s and 80s. Probably by like late April, it's supposed to be 70-ish.
So this is what I'm just saying. This is what global warming does. And climate change does. It makes situations that would otherwise be normal more extreme.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yes, we get a heat increase, but we get a major heat increase.
Yeah, it's weird because here we've been having like unusually hot weather past couple, 3 years at least that I can remember. But all right. Well, we got tons of news, so let's go ahead and get started with the news. We're going to try to breeze through the news very quickly because we got tons of it, but we also have tons and tons of news to get through. So, Eric, let's start with the news.
Yeah, the first off, we've got Atlus has revealed the final Etrian Odyssey game, Etrian Odyssey X, for the Nintendo 3DS. Well, not the final Etrian Odyssey, the final one on the 3DS. But a lot of people hoped it was going to be Etrian Odyssey Untold 3, but they already said that they weren't going to do that. Yeah. And this game's going to be more like a best-of collection that features pretty much every class from every entry up to now.
Yeah.
Plus a couple more like Hero, which haven't been classes before. And yeah, they're set up exactly like the Hero class from Dragon Quest VII.
I couldn't get into the Etrian Odyssey games. They were a little too difficult for my liking, but, you know.
Well, the newer ones have a beginner difficulty, so that make it easy for you.
Still harder, I think, than the normal RPG. But no, they're cool games. The aesthetics of them are always great. But I don't know, I just couldn't get into them. But anyways,
technically, it's Cross on X. But, yeah.
All right. So, do we have any date when it's going to get over here or not?
I'm worried whether or not even if it will, because we've heard no word about them localizing Mystery Dungeon or Etrian Mystery Dungeon 2.
Yeah, yeah.
And it took forever for them to announce 5.
Yeah.
But I have kind of every confidence that we're going to get both of them. It's just a matter of when are they going to announce it, when are they going to release it.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. All right, let's go to the next story break.
Coming to us live from RPG's site, Ease 8, Lacrimosa of Dana, releases
Donna.
On...
Yeah, Donna.
D-A-N-A.
Yeah, it's Donna.
In what language?
Japanese.
Well, they need to change that because in American that's Dana.
Yeah, damn it. All right.
Actually, that is her name. It's a name.
Yeah. So
in America, Donna's spelled with an O. Dana's spelled with an A.
Quit disrespecting Donna.
I've seen Donna's with A's.
I know a Dana. It's D-A-N-A.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Dana.
This is America.
I have a cousin named Dana, but that's not this.
Eric, this is America. If you're here, you need to speak American, man.
Yep. Just like when people come into this country, they change their names. Anyway, this game is coming out on
Yeah,
April
you could change
16th.
your names from like from Chinese name to like something like Freddie Lee in that terrible dub of the Legend of the Drunken Master.
Yeah, let
I know a few people who've immigrated and they changed their first name to like Sarah and Mike and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you get kind of abbreviated version of their last name, not their usually the full name. Yeah. Anyway, the game features content in the PlayStation 4 version of the game, including the updated localization. Those who purchase the PC version within a week from launch will receive the following content. Addles Adventure Essential DLC, including the Silver Armor and Adventurer's Clothes. digital mini art book, so you dress like Indiana Jones. Digital soundtrack sampler. Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Laxia's Eternian Scholar costume.
It's on Steam. It can't give you a physical thing.
Yeah.
No, I hate, like, sampler soundtracks. Like, that's...
Yeah. Sampler soundtracks suck. Like, you would think, like, on the PC, if you really wanted to make it a selling point, you'd give, like, a full soundtrack.
Yeah, you'd make, like, a deluxe digital edition, and then you'd, like, charge the price of the game plus the price of the soundtrack.
When
you get those samplers, you never get the song songs. That you wanted the most.
I'll buy it on iTunes.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's
I think what XE used to do is they give you like a collection soundtrack from like the entire series.
Yeah,
it's better than a sampler because it sounds more like a full soundtrack, but it's not a full soundtrack of the game per se.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story coming to us from RPGsite.net. Mercenary Saga Chronicles is getting a physical edition on Switch this summer. So there you go. Doesn't have a real date there, but you will get a physical copy on the Nintendo Switch. So
it looks like a game I would enjoy.
Yeah. This looks a lot like Final Fantasy Tactics in a way. So I was thinking that Break might be the one to hop on this one if you had a Switch. But all right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Disgaea remake for the PS4 and the Switch gets a date for Japan of July 26th, and there's going to be a 9,200 yen limited edition that includes the original soundtrack, a daily desktop calendar, and a special Make box will also be released.
Weird.
I think they wrote that fucking wrong, and they didn't want to sound too weeb, so they could have just said Omake, because that's what Omake means, like special.
Okay. Cool.
So it's just a special box, then?
Yeah. It's just a box you put
Special collector's
in.
Box, like every collector's edition.
Yeah, exactly. Gotcha. All right, let's move on to the next story, Break.
This I think is... it's a box specifically for the swag, though.
It's a box of glitter on.
Yeah. Break, this next story is very appropriate.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Nippon Ichi Software live-action horror adventure Closed Nightmare launches for PS4 and Switch in Japan on July 19th.
Yeah, that's the story right there. And they have a preview of the scan that I put up on the screen there. Probably will not come here, but I'd be interested to see what kind of game.
There's no reason that it wouldn't.
You never see those type of games come over here. Like,
The naysayers like you. It's all your fault, Frank.
Yeah, it's all my fault. Blame me. I get blamed for everything anyways. Yeah, there you go. All right, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Compile Heart launches virtual YouTuber. I don't even know how to say this. Eilheart? I guess.
Ill heart.
Okay. Ultimate Weapon teased yesterday for new game, but rather for Ill Heart, the company's new official virtual YouTuber. So here's the description. As the official virtual YouTuber of Compile Heart, Ill Heart burst onto the scene as the result of momentum and a snap decision. She's always got her cuteness on, but slip-ups occur often. Rumor has it she is the youngest of four sisters. I don't even know why
she's
this is
always
a story.
Got her cuteness on.
Yeah. I saw the first video that they made, and I there was no English subtitles available at the time for the captions support. Uh-huh. But They kind of remind me of the Kaguya Luna account that's on YouTube.
Yeah. It's this is kind of a growing trend too, having like virtual YouTubers, because I'm guessing that they're sick and tired of the shitty YouTubers that are out there right now.
Like Logan Paul.
Like a bunch of people, man. All right.
Or PewDiePie's or
yeah.
Or any number of other people.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, let's go on to the next one.
Fucking Channel Awesome, dude. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Let's go on to the next.
Next story is that Iconoclast is coming to Switch. No date given, but I'm going to assume it's going to happen sometime in the fall.
Okay, cool.
It says MP2 games will handle the porting of the Switch version.
That's
It'll be playable for the first time at EGX Res at from April 13th to 15th, so next week. That's cool. When EGX starts. Weekend. Today is April 13th. Duh.
Yep, there you go. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Mega Man X Legacy Collection 1 and 2 launched July 24th in North America and Europe.
All right.
Mega Man X game is going to come on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on July 24th, as I said, for $19.99 American dollars, $19.99 euros, and £15.99.
Ah, okay. You excited for this?
Let me see here. The Legacy Collection 1 and 2 set containing both Legacy X Collection and Legacy X Collection 2 will also be available for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch for $39.99.
It's the price of both of them, basically.
Yeah. So no actual deals. Just
In Japan, they're released separately, and that's probably a good idea considering the second set has all of the weak games in the series, X5 through X8. And even though I enjoyed X8, I recognize it has a lot of flaws, like the fact that the character models are fucking ugly, the levels are bland, and you have to do weird challenge room mini games.
All the X levels after
the uninspired named and designed Magret foxes as well.
It's actually but seven.
The only real good things about X8 are the comboing system that Zero has, and the shields, and the rescue function that you can do super attack with. Basically, anything gameplay related is good, but everything else is kind of eh.
Yeah, what were you saying, Break?
I was gonna say, like, after he was talking about naming, like, after seven had like the best names for characters.
Yeah,
the hyena, I forget.
What? Metal Shark Player.
Yeah, that's, Metal Shark
that's
Player.
Six, yeah, nothing that's gets awesome. Better than Metal Shark.
I thought that was seven.
that was X6.
Metal.
Okay, six.
Metal
yeah,
Shark
six,
player.
Six had the best names. Like that was yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But the again,
Man,
like
Man
he was saying.
Yeah. That's a good name, though. That's just a straightforward name.
Yeah. What were you saying, Break?
For me, like after X3, like all the levels became really bland.
Some of them were extremely lazy. Like in X8, two of the levels are the ride cycle levels, and they're automated and not fun.
Mm. All right. Any more?
And X8's worst feature is its. The way it handles extra lives. You start out with 3 recharge chips that you have to buy more of. And you could expand up to 2 extra ones if you get enough medals to buy the thing that lets you do that.
Mm. All right.
That was annoying.
Right. Anything else on this collection?
It's better than Zero's retried chip system, but it's still awful because it's the retried chip system.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
There's new modes and visual improvements and stuff like that, but yeah, there better be.
Yeah, because some of those games.
X6 better have kept the voice acting, because like for some unknown reason, when it got ported to the collection, got ported to the PS2, they decided to cut it out for whatever reason. So it's like this low budget game has an even lower budget now.
are these games worth getting? Are they any good at all, or are they
the first collection is at least.
Yeah, the first he's right first,
but
not so much the
but
second.
But it doesn't matter since buying this game on PSN is like the same price. It's like $20, and you're getting all of them anyway. So
Okay,
I think cool. You really have to be a fan to get the second collection.
Yeah, I might pick
they're
up
just, the way, disc release just to have it on the Switch.
Yeah,
the way those games are made, they're not made for people who are new to the series. Like they're difficult in stupid ways.
Yeah,
they're made
yeah.
for old farts like me.
Yeah, and they're just there's a lot of like not fun in this game. It's just a lot of not fun.
And that sucks for newcomers. Yeah. You would have thought they would have accounted for that.
They would only do that if they were making a new game. And this is probably what it's for. It's like, how many people still like Mega Man X?
Yeah.
All the old people will probably end up buying it, and then they might do something afterwards.
Yeah. Hopefully, because you guys are huge Mega Man fans, so hopefully they do something good.
Rick, do you want to do a Mega Man X podcast?
Yeah.
Not about the various ways that each one's terrible in the latter half.
No, because that means I'd have to go back and play those again, and I really don't want to do that.
He doesn't want to put himself through that torture. All right, hopefully this next story won't be torturous, guys. This comes to us from Gamatsu. Yo-Kai Watch 4 announced for the Switch, and it will launch in Japan in 2018. I like how they didn't give us any date on that whatsoever. So there you go. If you're a Yo-Kai fan, get ready for it. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story is, I kind of hope Yo-Kai Watch 3 even makes it to the U.S., but before that, or after that, heal a broken family through soothing their nightmares and lucid dream. Lucy's mother is all she has left, and she's sick, seemingly afflicted by an evil within her. While Lucy may be confined to her wheelchair, she's free to help her mother by exploring her subconscious, meeting the surreal beings that exist within her dreams, and banishing the demons in her mind in the adventure game Lucid Dream. So it's adventure horror, I guess.
Did you skip a story, or I don't see that story, Eric. I'm on the giraffe one.
You skipped Lucid the Dream. Story, Frank.
Oh, did I?
He's on the right story, yeah.
All right, my bad. All right.
Came around after the Yo-Kai Watch 4 one.
Okay, cool. I must
have. You overlooked one.
I might have overlooked it, yeah.
But it's available on Steam now as an early access game.
Okay, there you go. I might as well do the next story break since I mentioned it. Giraffe, this comes to us from Silicon Era. Giraffes are good for grappling and gliding in action RPG, The Adventure Pals. You know what? I just looked at the video, and this looks good. This looks really good. I'm actually interested, man.
This looks like something that the Behemoth would do. Yeah. This does look fun.
Yeah, it looks.
I want to see more.
Yeah, I do. I'm curious. It looks real cute and fun. And
I didn't know giraffes could glide, though.
I know. Is it like a,
Everybody? I thought everybody knew that. They taught us that in like fourth grade. Jeez. Yeah.
It's called Adventure Pals.
I mean, go to any zoo.
Wait, is that what they use their long necks for? They just kind of wind up like a helicopter, and then they just glide.
They go up really high, and then like it unwinds the neck, and they just glide down.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, hell yeah, man. Who wouldn't want to use a giraffe to glide? Oh, he's using his tongue. I don't know if you guys saw that. He uses his tongue. That's cool.
So he's like Yoshi.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. I dig this. So I don't know. There's not a date on it, but I'm interested.
It's available now. That's why.
Yeah, it's available now on PS4, Xbox One.
I'm gonna look into getting a review code for this because I didn't know it was out already.
That's cool. Nintendo Switch, good old gamer, and Steam. So it's available on almost all platforms. So yeah, it looks interesting. I dig it. That's cool. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us live in Silicon Era, Deathmark is heading to Xbox One. Okay. Yeah, summer of 2018. There's no actual date.
So this is another
platform is confirmed. What? Another platform has been confirmed for Deathmark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just coming to the Xbox One. And there's
Switch and Vita.
Yeah.
I hope that experience brings us over.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That would be cool. All right, Eric.
It's an English account, and they follow me, so maybe I could just tweet them. It says, I really like to see this in North America and
Europe.
Yeah,
tweet them. Tweet them. Tell them. Bring it over here. We'll play it. All right, Eric, next story.
Or at least get NISA to like localize it for us, yeah, or someone who's like interested in actually doing visual novel releases, yeah, in the West.
Maybe Atlas will pick it up or somebody. I don't know. All right.
Yeah, Atlas would be a bad choice. I think Axis Games would be a better choice.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Eric. Next story.
Next story. Fate Extella Link. Fate. Let's see. Fate Extella Link. Coming to PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita in the West. Surprisingly, no PC and Switch versions announced, but I'm sure it'll come in the future, yeah, just like the last one.
Yep.
But it's one of the four games that Marvelous announced a couple days ago. It's a sequel to Fate Extella, the Umbrella Star, and it will be released for the aforementioned platforms in winter 2018, which may as well be next year.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what winter of the year means.
Yeah.
It's like they're thinking in fiscal terms.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and do the next two stories since they're kind of related to this. Also from Silicon Era, Senran Kagura Burst Re Newell headed westward on PS4 and PC in fall 2018. Yeah, so there you go. There's that Senran story. Next Senran story from Silicon Era. Senran Kagura Reflections bringing handholding to the West in summer 2018 as well. And I showed the trailer for it. So a decent lineup. So that's cool.
Decent lineup. Kind of, I think it's supposed to be kind of like a visual novel slash dating sim type of game.
Yeah, it is. It's some weird visual novel dating.
It used to be called Reflay in Japan, but yeah. Reflections is a good alternative.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story.
Sorry, break. Coming to us live from the Silicon Era. Cavi is Xbox 360 action shooter Bullet Witch headed to PC on April 25th.
Yep, and this is also related to
I request
that,
a review code, but I do have to ask why, because this game is notoriously awful.
Yeah.
But well, I think that's part of why people like it as a cult classic.
It's sort of like that one game. What is it? It's sort of like Heavy Rain, but not. What do you know what I'm talking about?
Deadly Premonition.
Yes, Deadly Premonition.
Only Deadly Premonition was a third person shooter with open world exploration like GTA, and nothing like Heavy Rain.
Yeah, but you knew what I was talking about when you when I said it. So there you go.
I mean, yeah, I guess in a way, when they're doing cutscenes, it kind of is, but. Yeah.
All right, break. And
along with the incredibly bad voice acting.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from RPG site, indie action RPG Moonlighter launches in May.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, the game will run at $19.99. You can find a Steam page. Have fun with that.
And I'm looking at it now. I did not look at this one before we started the show, and it looks decent too. I'm curious. It looks
very old school Zelda like.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm totally down for a game like this. Looks good. So all right.
Also, another interesting thing about Deadly Premonition is that your car does need gas. You have to get gas at intervals.
All right. Does the next story need gas, Eric? Next story, please.
Well, it depends. Let's see. Sinner's Sacrifice is coming to Switch, which still doesn't have a release date in the for the other platforms, but it's coming.
What kind of game is this?
But this is probably why it's been delayed to quarter three of 2018.
Yeah. What is it? Like, I'm looking at it. What is it?
It's a Dark Souls-like game.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of got that impression from the little bit that I just saw here, but okay. All right, that's cool.
The fall release will cost $18.99, which is a dollar less than most titles that are $20 or whatever.
Yeah. No, that's a good price.
Maybe
point.
They're taking into account tax.
That's a good
it's like,
price.
Let's give them a break and give them a dollar off.
That's a good price point for a Switch game, because most Switch games are $60 still. All right.
Well, I think it's digital release. That's all.
Next story is kind of interesting, guys. Jade Empire, Knights of the Old Republic 2, which sucks, and The Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind.
Doesn't suck. It's just not as good as 1.
It sucks, dude. It's not.
Well, the problem with 2 is they cut content.
Yeah.
That too.
they cut too much content, and it was just it was, yeah, I thought it was a mess. The game was
over like relatively quickly.
Yeah, I didn't like two. I thought it was a jumbled mess, but that's probably because they
cut the parts content. Of two, like the refinements to the gameplay, but it did feel like a giant rehash of the first game.
Yeah, the first game was excellent. Jade Empire is kind of an underappreciated game too. I'd like that game.
Oh, here's this guy that's the Mandalore from the first game, only we're not calling him by his name, and instead we're just calling him Mandalore.
you know what I wish they would make backwards?
Here's not AK-47, totally AK-47.
Yeah. You know what game I wish was backwards compatible?
Did you say AK-47?
Yeah,
HK. Okay, I was like AK-47. What?
I did, and then I corrected myself.
What you call it? I wish Darkness would be backwards compatible with the Xbox. That would be that'd be really cool.
Where the hell is my Resonance of Fate BC compatibility?
Yeah, there you go.
At least I get Panzer Dragoon Aura to play.
Yeah, that's a good game. I forgot about that game. People talking about how they want Tales of Vesperia Magna Carta would be a good one.
Tales of Vesperia still isn't on the PC.
Infinite Undiscovery.
Fuck that game.
No, I like that game.
Fuck
it. How dare you? How dare you? And Magna Carta. Frank
doesn't know good quality games.
No.
We established that long ago.
Yeah, we did have this chat long ago. Infinite Undiscovery, there's stuff to love in that game. So how dare you? How There's dare you besmirch like Infinite Undiscovery and Magna Carta for that matter?
It's more like you could love it, but then you'd have to put up with all the bullshit, and the bullshit's not worth putting up.
All right, maybe the next one's worth it, Eric. Next story, please.
Next story is Punchline is coming west to PS4 and PS Vita.
Yeah.
Courtesy of P-Cube. And it is an anime game combo, and this is the game portion. Who was written by Infinity and Zero Escape creator Kotaro Uchikoshi. And there's a tension of a world-ending catastrophe. There are high-stake action scenes, but most of all, women's underwear is the mot du jour.
I'm looking at it, and if this isn't a pervy game, I don't know what is, man. Like, they're showing, like,
This is when main character Yuta sees panties twice in a row, the earth goes boom. His libido just explodes and kills everything.
I don't get the Japanese obsession with panties.
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know.
I want what's inside the panties.
Because when you're releasing pervy games on the consoles, your options are limited because hardware developers frown upon actual nudity and sexual content, so you kind of have to like be imaginative and get into weird shit like panty raiding.
I guess.
Oh no, I think developers need to grow up if they want to do an adult game. Do an adult game.
You know
developers want to do adult games, but the fucking hardware developers won't let them.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, like, that's true too. Do it illegally.
You know, I wish that there would
do
be
on your
like,
own.
I wish there would be a company, like a big company, that would do a big release that's adult only. And I know some of the retailers would be pissed off, but maybe they do a budget title that they didn't.
You don't
spend.
Sell your game
Hold
on
a
retail space. That's not a problem.
Hold on, Eric. Let me finish. I want a major company, like, I don't know, Atlas or Square Enix to do like an adult only game and have it budget. So that way when they sell it at like the porn shops and stuff, it like sells gangbusters. And then they could start thinking about like allowing adults only in retail, you know.
See, that's the thing. They've done adult games in the past, and they've been cheesy fun for the most part. The good ones. And then most of them have just been bad. But
it says here, I'm going to read further. It says, despite the very low-hanging fruit to show she was go after first, that'd be the fan service, it ended up a guilty pleasure of mine. A strong core mystery and a charming cast go a long way. And so the game, you control Yuta after his first panty accident leaves him at an out-of-body experience. As a ghost, you get to play around the environment unseen by the rest of the cast, kind of like Ghost Trick, but leaning more on the visual novel side.
Yeah.
And the idea is to try to get back to your body.
Yeah.
So, Derek, do you just not listen to me at all and just talk when you feel like it, or I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Well, Frank has a tendency to just move on as soon as you're done. That's why.
I wasn't done. I was like in the middle of a sentence, and you just started in. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
All right, Blake, your turn. What do we got?
No, what were we even talking about? I can't remember.
All right, next story, Annie's. Blake.
I've moved on. No, I was gonna say like we need them to do an adult title that's mature, like it's actually a realistic adult title. Like try and not make crap. Like make something for adults. You know what I mean?
I thought
You mean like something with actual substance and not something that like Adult Swim would pump out?
Yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to like what we've gotten like BMX XXX.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
There's boobs and there's poop. Yeah.
Didn't they have to recall that game?
I think they did. Yeah. Break, I agree with you. I thought Heavy Rain kind of did a good job with handling a lot of mature themes. It may not have been the greatest.
Are you insane, Frank?
Eric.
Are you really that dumb?
Are you going to let me talk? Eric, hang on a second. Before you make your opinion, let me speak, dude.
No, Frank, we don't like letting you speak. I'm sorry.
How dare you? How dare you? You're exiled. I thought they did a pretty good job with the mature themes. I mean, I'm not saying the game was great. I thought it was really good. It wasn't excellent by any stretch. It wasn't something I recommend people go out and buy at full price, but maybe at a budget price. Like, I mean,
so you're saying like maybe are you saying the story was better than the gameplay?
No, I'm saying the gameplay.
The story was fucking awful.
The story was not awful.
Because Ethan and the girl having sex, even though Ethan's in this vulnerable position where he's trying to save his son, is really acceptable.
Awkward.
That makes all the sense in the world.
Eric, think about what you just said.
That makes perfect sense to me.
No, I know.
Not if you played the game and understood what was going on at the point, it does not make sense.
I hear what you're saying, Eric, but it was kind of shoehorned.
David Cage doesn't understand humans. Eric. He thinks he kind of emulates what he sees in cinema.
Yeah.
Eric, this bumbled mess that's fucking Heavy Rain.
Okay, Eric, I liked Heavy Rain. All right, I'm not in the minority when it comes to Heavy Rain. There were
Think way too many people like it.
Yeah, it was a good game. It wasn't a great game. It was a good game. I agree with you. The sex was shoehorned in, but the mature themes in that game, including the sex, is what we're talking about. Like I would not mind a game with better gameplay and the same type of themes and maybe even nudity and sex, because I am older than dirt, and if I want to play a game with sex and mature themes, then that's what I want to play. You know what I'm saying? Like I think the time is coming very near where the average age of a gamer is going to be like 40, 45 years old. So I think we can handle it, is what I'm saying. I don't want to be bound to playing water.
Yeah, it's like that you're choosing not to capitalize on a market that they could be.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Because they think they're above such things.
And I'm not saying
because of kids.
Right.
Because of kid. It comes back to like we don't want to offend parents, like kids.
Right.
These are video games. These are toys. These are for kids.
Right, but what I'm saying is,
I'm saying that's what the image that they're going with. That's what Microsoft thinks. Yeah. That's what Nintendo thinks.
Right,
this isn't just limited to North America either. In Japan, they think video games are largely something that kids do.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, I understand this, but
especially in Japan.
No, I get all that, but I think we're past that point.
So it's like, there's PC, but not everybody is into the whole PC thing.
I'm not.
Like
Frank, we're not disagreeing with you. We're saying that this is what the big guys think.
No, I understand that, but what I'm saying
– they
want the most money available, and they don't want to risk losing money in business because people get angry at them for releasing stuff like this.
Right.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they're afraid of getting boycotted.
Right.
Don't go with Nintendo. They show boobies. I don't know. I don't know what the chance would be.
Hence what I said earlier.
Nintendo don't keep clothes on women. You discriminate.
Nintendo don't like the dick.
On that note, next story, Breakman.
Shit, I forgot where we were. Let me see. We did the punchline one right. Coming to 7 Destructoid. Rival Megagun is a PvP-centric shmup coming to Switch and other platforms. That's interesting. A PvP shmup?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Brake can fuck each other over Twinkle Star Sprite style.
That's interesting. That sounds kind of fun.
It looks good. I'm looking at it. It looks pretty good.
And it is on the Xbox One, so I could play with Brake if I want to get a live subscription again.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it doesn't say when it's coming, though.
Yeah, all right.
Just says coming.
Yeah.
I do have the press release, but yeah, I don't think it put a dent on that either. Yeah.
It looks interesting. Looks cool. You probably can obliterate your opponent on the other side there. But I would hope for a local. Is this? It's not local, is it?
It says split screenplay, and it doesn't say anything about online. So I'm guessing it is local.
Yeah, yeah. So you,
well, that's kind of sad if it's not like online.
Yeah, I know. That's kinda sad. That would suck. All right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. This is
it didn't say online. It didn't say local only. It did say split screen. But that split screen implies local only, but it may not necessarily be the case. Maybe the other screen's just there so you could see your opponent.
Yeah, we're going to go on to the next story, Eric. From Gamatsu, Record of Lodoss War, 2D side-scrolling action game announced for PC. This is interesting. From the studio behind Shin Megami Tensei Synchronicity Prologue. So, yeah, we're getting a... who knew that we would get a Record of Lodoss War 2D side-scrolling game? No date.
It says PC Steam, so that means the US release, I guess.
I guess. It doesn't really have much information. There's no... Oh, there is a little bit of gameplay. It looks like beta.
Dita is basically a la carte.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say.
It's basically Symphony of the Night.
It looks a lot like Castlevania, but I anything to do with Record of Lodoss War, I'm totally down. I always wondered why they wouldn't do a remake of the Dreamcast game, the excellent Dreamcast.
I don't know if that's a good one.
I like it. I think it's really good. And
it's probably better than the SNES game, but that's fine.
Yeah. No, it's good. I played it. It's a good game. All right. Next story, Eric.
Well, considering the Dreamcast had slim pickings, but no.
I thought it was an excellent game. Go ahead, Eric.
For games of that type, but Last Bible 3 gets a fan translation in English. And it's the third game in the Megami Tensei spinoff subseries, originally released on Super Famicom. I think this is a Game Gear game.
Hmm.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Revelations 2 or something.
Yeah, but, I have
this
I
might
have,
be Last Bible 3 for the SFC. I have no idea.
I've never played any of these games, so I couldn't tell you the first thing about them.
But this is the Last Bible series developed by Atlus as Megami Tensei games aimed towards a wider audience, including children. And yeah, I think the game's set up kind of a bit more like Pokemon.
Okay, well, there you go. If you're a hardcore Atlus / or Megami Tensei person, this would be right up your alley. So you're getting it. Cool. All right, that does it for the news, finally, gentlemen. Let's see, any homie discounts? I don't think we have any homie discounts. There is a flash sale for horror games that's going on. I don't know about the PS Plus games in Japan. I'm not worried about that. But what?
I forgot to delete that. Sorry. Yeah.
That's right. We got
that's from last week.
Some of the highlights are you can get Alien Isolation, the collection, for $12. That's a steal. That's a good game. I've been playing a little bit of that. So Amnesia, the collection, for $8.99. That's a good price right there. If you like running away from things like Outlast, Bioshock collection's $20, but that's almost always $20. Darksiders 2, the definitive edition for $6. That's a good pickup. There's a bunch of stuff, so just look on the on the website there, the PlayStation website, you can see all kinds of great deals, including Until Dawn for $6. That's a good price, too. It's kind of horror themed with this being Friday the 13th and all. So there you go. Whoa, whoa. Hey, Dungeon Buster's in there. He's been lurking. He says he's dodging the adult game combo. Yeah, Metroidvania Lotus War is what Dungeon Buster says that game. But there's some good sales on PlayStation right now. I don't know what he
means by that, but whatever.
Metroidvania Lotus War? Like Metroidvania, but it's Lotus? All right, so what have you been playing, Break? Did we lose Break?
I think maybe.
Oh, shit. We must have lost Break. Okay, what have you been playing, Eric?
Don't tell me you muted again.
I don't know. Maybe he did. Oh, he said be right back. He'll be right back. Oh. What have you been playing, Eric?
I played a lot of Story of the Seasons, Trio of Towns, and I got like 17 hours in, and I feel like that's a good place to write a review for. Because while there is an ending to the game, it takes a long time to get there. Mm-hmm. And there's a post-game. The game just basically continues after that point. But so it's more or less a game with a goal, but it's a game that you just keep playing until you get tired of it.
Okay. What else?
But so the review of that's up on totallygn.com, along with the review of The Witch and the Hunter Knight 2, which is not nearly as good as the first game. The first game had problems.
Yeah. All right.
And what else? Detective Pikachu, which is like a Telltale game, only the plot is nice and cute and Pokemon related.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have the tentacle issues that appear in most Telltale games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's probably also written better, because Telltale games have late pretty much become the same goddamn game, but with a different skin on them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I like the Batman Telltale game, but I hear the Evil Within's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, I have not played those. I'm interested, though. I kind of like Telltale.
And I think it's gotten to the point where Telltale should just release movies of these things instead of making games on them and making them slightly interactive, even though your choices ultimately don't matter in the end.
Yeah. Hey, Breakman, I think you're back
now.
Well,
I don't know. Like, the last, well, I shouldn't say the last, but I know the second Walking Dead Telltale game, it started offering, like, multiple endings and such.
Yeah. Are they different endings, or are they just slight variations on one ending?
To be honest, I've only seen the one because I was lazy, so I can't really answer that.
Hey, Break, did we get any Twitter questions or comments? I see you, Bridget. Bridget's in chat, too.
Did you hear that dead silence from my answer?
I mean, yeah, you do get the option of, like, staying in a shelter or going to this one place, but ultimately you end up in the same place you went in the third.
Spoilers! Spoilers for people who haven't played those games. Spoilers! Spoiler territory. Hey, what was I going to say? Dungeon says, I went back to Monster Hunter World from the Spring Blossom event. His palicle looks like Mega Man now. That's cool.
I've seen the images of Mega Man.
The super blocky, Minecrafty-looking Mega Man that reminds me of the blocky Minecraft Mighty Number 9 skin that was offered with Mighty Number 9.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that image on Twitter. It really looks especially weird in the Monster Hunter world.
Can I just have the palico?
Not that I wouldn't do it, but I'm just saying.
Can I just have the palico where he's dressed like Mega Man instead of looking like the blocky one? It's like, I think Monster Hunter 4 did that.
So we didn't get anything on Twitter. You guys need to send. Actually, I'll put out a challenge to everybody out there that's listening. Send us a comment, maybe your favorite horror movie to @RPGrinders on Twitter, and we'll make sure to mention it on the air next week because we need to keep.
I got a better one. Instead of your favorite horror movie, how about your favorite kill in a horror movie?
Ooh, that's even better. That's even better. That's awesome. All right, what have you been playing, Break?
Well, I was going to say the same old, but then I would lie because I started a new game, and you know I haven't had much time to play it, but I started Gears of War 4.
Nice! That's awesome, dude. Did you buy it, or?
Somebody bought it for me. So.
Ah, there you go. All right, cool. 4K, you don't have an X. I have the 4K patch. Looks really pretty. It still looks pretty.
Did you play the remake of Gears of War?
No. I skipped that.
Did you, Frank?
I did not. I am curious to know the differences.
Like, I want to know if they fixed the Ram fight so it's, like, not a bullshit fight. Where you basically have to kill him before he gets to the other end of the corridor, because moving at any point in that fight is pretty much instant death.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the final fight with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, like, I couldn't do that one by myself. That one took another... I needed another human being to do that one.
I did it by myself on, like, the easiest and normal difficulties, but when I got to, like, the hardest difficulty, I couldn't do it. No. Yeah. It was too difficult.
The last boss you're talking about on Gears?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a difficult boss. All right. Anything else?
He was, like, you were getting swarmed by these little fucking...
Yep.
I don't know, they look like bat things or something. I don't know what the fuck they were.
Yeah, and they kicked
while
the
you're
shit
trying
out
to fight him. It was stupid.
Yeah.
It was really stupid.
And he is like basically a minigun and shoots at all times, so almost.
Yep.
Yes.
All right, break, what else have you been playing, man?
So I'm not far in that one, so I don't want to really speak on it. I don't know what's going on. I do like that the first couple of levels were like, here's the past, you know.
Yeah.
And then here's something else in the past. And then here's something else in the past, you know. Relive these moments.
I reviewed Gears 4. The only problem I have with it is it's kind of stale at this point. There are a couple of holy shit moments, but I thought it ended way too quick. But, you know, whatever.
And I played some multiplayer, even though I'm not very good. Because I usually prefer to play all the way through the story before I get into multiplayer. But I was like, whatever. I'm just going to try multiplayer. It's like it's still Gears. It hasn't really changed that much.
Yeah.
So I hope that Dad of War kind of breaks the mold a bit, too. And it feels a little fresher, at least.
I guess.
I'm hoping. I'm not saying it does.
Yeah.
I'm talking about God of War, not Gears of War.
Oh, God of War. I thought you were talking Gears, dude.
God of War is one of those franchises. Like, man, I wish I had a PlayStation because I really like what they're doing. Like, it's really innovative. Like, in the last game, like, they gave him a son, and now, like, his son's, like, an integral part of the story and the gameplay.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, the game has grown up with the people that played it, you know?
And it looks...
a lot of the people that played it is, like, they're teenagers at the time. They're fathers now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, that's a great point, Breakman. And it looks really good, too. God of War looks fantastic. I'm going to pick it up at some point. I don't know if I'm going
to... I kind of do want it to end with him dying in the series ending, but...
No, I don't want the series to end. That series is really good. Why do you want something to end that's
I know, like, there's still lots of things for him to kill, right?
Yeah.
And besides, didn't he die
he
already and come back?
Have to be Kratos, though, that does the killing. Right? Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, the series can continue, but maybe he doesn't have to be a part of it.
Well, maybe. Yeah. We'll see.
They can definitely do that. They just got to do it right.
Yeah.
Because we've seen franchises continue with new characters, and we've seen franchises fall flat on their face with new characters.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, but I don't think it's because of the new characters that it fell flat on his face. I think it's because of everything else they did. Yeah.
True. It's true.
All right, let's move on.
People like to use the new character as a scapegoat.
Yeah. Because
Devil May Cry 4 says, like, it wasn't the fact that Nero was in the game that ruined it. It was the fact that they did all this other stuff around him.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our stinkos. Breakman, kick it off.
Did you guys do what you were playing?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
I played a little MPQ. That's all I played.
Oh, okay. I have a few stinkos.
Okay.
My first stinko goes to, everybody knows what's going on with Facebook and Congress right now, or Congress is grilling Mark Zuckerberg over, Facebook and what happened where some company was getting data or some information.
Yeah, Cambridge Analytica specifically.
Okay. So, and if you've been watching any of this or seeing any of this, we should make this a lull, but you'll find out our politicians are completely out of touch with reality. They don't understand electronics or technology or internet or Facebook at all. And why I bring this up as a stinko is because they're talking about regulating it.
Yep.
Why you don't obviously you don't know what's going on. We can make 1,000 jokes about some of the stupidest shit you've said on there. Like one of them was, "Well, how do you make or do you make money when you, how much money do you make when you sell your ads or sell, or you sell your information?" And Zuckerberg's like, "We don't sell information."
Yeah.
"How do you make money?" "Well, we make money from advertisement."
Yeah.
How do you make the money from the selling the information? I just said from advertisement, you jackass.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I gotta find that quote. It's like so stupid. And they're talking about regulating it. Like, that's the last thing we need. Yeah. For one thing, we don't need the government regulating any more than they already do. Or another thing, we don't need them regulating something they have no understanding of.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I in a different way, Breakman. Dungeon says, "I heard the Senate committee were asking how to set their VCRs." that's about the size of it. It was. I watched a little bit of that. Them grilling Zuckerberg on about Facebook, and they really had no clue. I disagree in one way, Breakman. They should do a little bit of regulation when it comes to the type of advertising and the way that they use that Cambridge Analytica information to really influence a good chunk of voters that were on Facebook. That's the one thing that I think if Facebook...
I don't see the thing is, like, I think a lot of people think that they were influenced. I think that it was just confirmation bias for most of those people.
I don't think
I think the largest majority of people were looking for information against, like, Hillary. They weren't in there because there was no way those people were going to vote for Hillary in the first place, I think.
Well, possibly, but why are we going to let Facebook and a person like Zuckerberg run amok like that? Like, that's...
Oh, no shit, but...
Hold on. I think that, I know what Zuckerberg said. He said he's committed to changing things, et cetera, but do you trust people? Like, I
don't trust Zuckerberg because he's a gigantic asshole.
Do you trust our government?
But at the same time,
no.
If our government's trying to grill him on this, they should at least have a comprehension of the subject matter at hand so they could properly evaluate whether or not what he's doing is illegal shit.
And this goes to show that Congress, I think, is out of touch with American people because, like you said, Brake, half of those senators had no idea what the fucking internet does, let alone grilling Zuckerberg on Cambridge Analytica.
Okay, I found that one I was talking about. This comes from Orrin Hatch, just a Republican. This was coming from both sides, too. This wasn't just like stupid Republicans, ha ha ha, silly.
Right.
Democrats were stupid, too, and it's like, oh shit. Like, both parties don't know what's going on.
So those are both old people who don't know what the fuck to do with their lives.
Yeah. So this one comes from Orrin Hatch.
They only know of what to do with the money that they've been bribed to take from companies.
I know, and how many vacations they can go on in the Caribbean and on their yachts and whatever. So Orrin Hatch asks, "So how do you sustain a business model in which users don't pay for your service? Senator, we run ads." "I see. That's great," says Hatch.
Yeah. Okay. Hatch is – I'm so glad Hatch is out of there. He's such a – he is the epitome of what is wrong with Congress. I think they're so out of touch and old. They're way too old and out of touch to know anything when it comes to anything. Dungeon Buster says, "I'm actually surprised it took this long for Facebook to get nailed on privacy. They've always been shit with privacy since the beginning." This is why I hate Facebook so much. And this is why it's so dangerous for Zuckerberg to have that much power with your information. It's not his information. It's yours. Like, that's what should be regulated.
If it weren't for the fact that I need to Facebook to promote myself,
yeah,
I'd probably have gotten myself rid of it.
Yeah, I have a Facebook account, but there's very little. If you go to my Facebook account, there's very little information. There's nothing there. But yeah, Dungeon
I
says,
"I hate posting political tweets because then I'm worried whether or not any of my family members will say something stupid in response to it."
Dungeon says, "Someone suggested the senators should have asked their interns for what the right questions might be because at least they would be in the right age bracket. I couldn't agree with that more. Like, the interns probably could have thought of 50 million better questions than what Congress. You know what Congress is looking like? Like, it's outdated. Like the world is looking at our government and laughing, not only because we got a clown president running it, but we have an outdated, old ass Congress that doesn't
forget, like,
that doesn't get
like Russia,
anything
who,
done. What, Eric? You
don't totally forget countries like Russia, who seemingly want to relive the past and starting up a new arms race.
Well,
no, this is about Putin acquiring more power for Russia. That's his one and only goal.
This isn't
about like reliving the past. This is about acquiring more power for the
country.
It's been in decline for a long time, and he's one of the guys who turned it around majorly. But then we all know how corrupt and crooked he is, and he's going to be basically a dictator because nobody's going to. He gets reelected in 98% of the voting or some shit like that.
We'll get into it for sure. But you have other stinkos, Breakman.
Okay, my other stinkos go to there was a child recently killed in a horrible freak accident, I guess in a Honda vehicle. So there's probably going to be some lawsuits with Honda. But the problem is he called 911 and gave his location. And it took the police about 6 hours to find him, even though he gave his information to him. And it turns out, like, apparently, for whatever reason, the 911 operator says she couldn't hear him when he gave the directions. And he gave his location and stuff. So the police looked around, apparently, and didn't see anything. And the kid kept calling back, and he's like, I'm in this vehicle, I'm in this location, and another 911 fail, you know.
Yeah, so, I mean,
think like that. It happens every once in a while, and it's like,
That reminds me of a medical malpractice situation that did happen in Russia, where a woman got formaldehyde injected to her instead of a saline solution.
Yep.
Died because of it.
Yeah, I agree with you, Brake. It's just another in the long list of shitty things that police have done or not done in this case. So.
And if police have gone out of their way for the last couple of days to exonerate themselves, and I don't feel that way. I feel like they didn't do enough searching.
Yeah.
Like, because they knew in that area there was a van with somebody in distress.
Yeah.
So, they're like, well, this is just a prank call or something like that. They just – I don't think the cops did enough diligence, and we know the operator didn't do her diligence. It's just like – the adults failed this kid.
Here's a question: why do we
died
not
died slowly? Yeah. Apparently, and he knew his death was coming, and that's a pretty horrifying way to go. I guess
that's a bad
just dying slowly like that. Yeah,
yeah, that's terrible, man. All right, you got another one, Break.
And another one goes to the Reds, who are the Reds haven't played 2 weeks of baseball yet. They haven't played 14 games yet. They are in double-digit losses already.
Oh, no. I didn't even keep – I've been keeping up with the Rockies a little bit, but I didn't know what the Reds were doing. But it's early, man. It's early.
I know, but they've won two games and lost 11. No, they've lost 10, and they're about to lose 11.
What's
they're working on that.
What's
right
wrong
now
with them?
What is wrong with them? That's the thing. Pitching has been terrible.
Yeah.
Hitting has been terrible.
Yeah.
Defense has been terrible. It's been all around like a total failure.
Is it time to like trade somebody like Votto to get in?
No. Nobody's going to trade for Votto. But that's the thing with Joey. Like, he always starts slow. Like, his Aprils are slow.
Yeah.
But even at a slow April, he's still hitting 270. Like, him and Scooter Jeanette are the only ones who are hitting anything. I was looking at the stats, like Duvall, like this, he's supposed to be one of, like, the players of the future. He's hitting around 100.
Yeah.
The catcher's hitting around 100. The pitching, oh my God, yesterday they brought out two rookies. The first rookie promptly gave up dual home runs, so they pulled him, and then the next guy loaded the bases and walked in two runs.
Oh, nice.
It's like, oh my God, this pitching is this is the worst. Like, you, what's the manager doing? Like, he needs to pull this guy. Like, this is embarrassing. Oh shit! There goes a home run.
This is good because I think we play the Reds.
What the? Oh my god! There's a fly ball. Just oh my god! Just fell home right run. In between three defensive players who did not get it. One of them got it.
It makes you wish that you had Phillips back.
I mean, he would help a little on the defense, but
yeah.
I mean, it, even if they had better offense, they'd still be losing because, like I said, that pitching last night.
Yeah.
The game was they were up by one run at that point, and they brought in these rookie pitchers. The first guy gives up two, and then the next guy gives up. He first gave up two, but it went from them being up by one to them being down by nine, I think.
So needless to say, you're not making plans for October this year, break.
No, they are definitely starting to make plans for October. If I were them, the Reds players, like Aruba, Jamaica, something like that. Like, those would be my plans right now.
Yeah.
You're about ready to bust in the song.
Yeah. yeah, exactly. Aruba, Jamaica, you know. Ooh, I want to take you kind of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Rockies are doing okay. I think they were 7-7 last I checked. That's about par for the course for the Rocks. They always do. Do it, for some reason they turn it on like the last month, and then you think they got a shot to make the playoffs, and they don't get there except that one year. But this might be a different year. We got some decent pitching, even though they haven't pitched great. So whatever.
All right. It'll be a different year for baseball games.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your stinko of the week.
My stinko of the week is how Bandai Namco has bungled the naming of the newest My Hero Academia game. Oh, okay. Or rather the only one so far. But it's going to be called My Hero One's Justice, not even a colon to separate My Hero and One's Justice. Because apparently they couldn't get rights to My Hero Academia.
Why? Which is stupid.
Because license holders are bullshit, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyways, it was bad enough that the series was called My Hero Academia over here, because that's a literal translation, and literal translations I know shouldn't be used, because a literal translation is a bad translation. And they could have gone with anything, like I suggested, like this publisher should have done, and it should have been like My Hero School or My Hero Training Camp, or which is relevant because they do go to a training camp once or twice.
It actually looks cool. I'm looking
or at My Hero University, My Hero Academy. That would have been a good analog to Academia, because Academy is just a fancy way of saying Academy.
Yeah. I like the way that this game looks. I do. It's kind of got a cel-shaded. I don't know what type of game it is. It looks like just a.
It's a fighting game.
Oh, it's a fighting game. Wow, that's even better because you can like go on the side of buildings and shit. That's cool. I like that.
You should watch the show. Yeah, it's on maybe. Crunchyroll and Funimation now, and if you want to watch it dubbed.
Yeah.
Looks good. It's going to be available for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC via Steam.
Yeah, it looks good. I wouldn't mind playing that. It looks fun.
They could have done what Koei Tecmo did in Europe, where they couldn't use the Attack on Titan name, so they just put AOT2.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I think for the first game they ran real weeaboo and used the Japanese game of Shingeki no Kyojin.
I always wondered why they wouldn't even just use the original Japanese. Like, I think we've gotten past the point of caring. I mean,
in this show, they could have gone the Wii route and called it Boku no Hero Academia.
Yeah, whatever. All right, is that it, Eric?
All
right. Mine is just real quick. I've just been having like a sore neck for the past week. It's been kicking my ass. I don't know what the hell's going on with my neck, but it's just been hurting. So that's
I blame stuff. Bridget.
What's that? You blame Bridget? Why you blame Bridget? She's laughing.
I'm not there.
Oh, you know. Yeah. So you're to blame, Bridget. That's what they're saying.
Oh,
you're
poo.
All right, let's move on to Sweeto's Breakman. Your Sweeto.
Well, it has finally, even though it was officially spring like a month ago, it's finally spring here in Ohio.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. All right. That's cool. Yeah, you guys have been having a hard time with harsh weather, and I'm looking outside right now, and there's a little bit of snow trickling down.
Snow.
Yeah, I know.
Snow is the worst.
Yeah, it is. It totally is. Hey, Eric, do you have a sweeto this week?
The week's over.
There you go. Mine is, I got a couple. All right.
The yeah, first... also, sweeto goes, so it's not snowing here.
Yeah. All right. My sweeto of the week, I got two. Real quick. One is Paul Ryan is not seeking re-election. So that's a good thing. And that's having.
You know what? If I was a politician, I sure as hell wouldn't seek re-election. I'm out.
I know.
I can't deal with this.
But Paul Ryan's such a weasel. Like, usually you finish out another 2-year term if you're in that position. But he knows
why
what's
the
coming.
The guy before him didn't.
I know.
Well, he didn't. I might as well not either.
Yeah, but he's just a weaselly character, Paul Ryan. And then the reasons he gave is because he wants to spend more time with his family. No, the two reasons are he's going to make millions more as a fucking lobbyist, mark my words. And two, he gave the reason that he wants to spend more time with his family. Yeah, right, dude. Come on, man.
He probably almost never sees his family.
But he also sees that...
I'm guessing that means his mistress dumped him.
Yeah, probably. And the other reason he gave is because, his family. But in reality, he's leaving because the blue wave is coming, even though that doesn't really mean anything to me. But he knows that the Republicans are going to get killed in the midterms. But... and I think he also doesn't see eye to eye with Trump, which is weird because he kissed his ass. I mean, at first, Paul Ryan seemed like he was talking a lot of shit about Trump when he didn't think he was going to get the nomination. He gets the nomination, and then he fawned over Trump. And, you know, he still fawns over
Who's
him.
Mr. Trump, sir? Let me fondle your ball, sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I do have a sweet-o.
Okay,
I think
hold on,
it.
Eric. Let me finish mine. And then... Speaking of Trump, my other sweeto is the FBI raided Trump's personal lawyer, Cohen's office, and got a fucking treasure trove of information. So what you were talking about earlier is relevant, Brake, when you were talking about a dictatorship. This thing's going to break one of two ways. Either Trump is going to fire Mueller or – Mueller's going to bring the indictments and bring the whole house down.
He's not going to do that.
He's very – if he – depending on what
– He's not going to do that.
Listen.
You watched the Jimmy Dore show on that video.
Just listen for a second before you speak, Eric. Apparently, they've got the goods. They've got the goods because you don't go into a lawyer's office unless you have the goods. All right. That warrant had to be signed, dotted, T'd to a T. So I'm almost certain that Trump's days are numbered. Either Trump or Mueller's days are very numbered. And if I had to make a bet, I'm going to put my money on the true American Robert Mueller. And you know what? I wasn't a huge fan of Mueller before. Because he has a lot of, yeah, I mean, he's a lifelong Republican, policy wise, I disagree with Republicans on probably 90% of things. And in this instant, I think Mueller is going to bring down the House. And I hope he does because, I mean, even Trump voters are feeling the burn right now. Not the base, but I'm talking those, what do you call it? Like the middle class, educated white people, and obviously minorities, and you know they're starting to gain a lot of momentum. Of you know, we made a mistake. This is not the guy for the job. And I don't want to be the one to tell these people I told you so. And I don't think anybody else should do that either. You know, anybody who knew Trump was going to be how bad he is now. we shouldn't be happy about this. This is it's probably going to be a sad day when all the shit breaks. And I know what Jimmy Dore is saying, Eric. I disagree with him slightly.
It basically amounts to, for people who don't know, it basically amounts to him taking so goddamn long with this investigation. And since he benefits from it, he's obviously not going to nail Trump on the things he finds, even if he has stuff. So he's going to try to nail him on other things that they can nail him for.
So what? So what if they do?
People criticize like long investigations. That's the thing. Like, you need to be thorough with an investigation. The problem with a lot of investigations is they don't spend enough time on them.
Yeah. The thing is,
then the guys on the defense are able to find ways out of it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
The thing is with this though is like he probably did find stuff and he's basically just sitting on it.
Well, right, but he's still investigating. Of course, he's sitting on it. He's not going to go. He's not. This is going to be a battle in the courts. This isn't a battle in the public eye.
Right, right.
Like people wanting him to release details. Like that's not going to happen.
Right.
He has to do this in court.
Yeah.
Like he can't release his details now, or Trump was going to find ways to counteract it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I tell you
anybody who wants him to release information now doesn't know the basic. Doesn't understand our courts at all, even
and
slightly.
Here's another little interesting tidbit. Trump called Cohen on Friday, and it's not normal to call people when you're under investigation unless you have something to hide or you're trying to prod information. Nobody can tell me that Cohen, when the noose is tightening and Mueller's bringing him all this information and saying, you know what? If you get convicted, you're going to get 300 years or whatever, you know, sentence there is. But you can get pretty much out of it if you give us the goods on Trump. I'm pretty sure Cohen's going to break. I don't think anybody can stand that pressure. Even when Trump is supposedly thinking about pardoning everybody and their mother, you know, that's the sign that he gave when he pardoned that other idiot that was pardoned. I can't remember his name. It was like Scooter something. He pardoned that dude. It's like, no, you don't get a free pass on this one, man. Like you're either gonna get hard time or you're gonna give us the goods. And I tell you what, Trump has been corrupt for decades. I'm not talking a year or Libby. You're right, Breakman. Scooter Libby.
I didn't want to interrupt you.
No, that's okay. I appreciate that.
I don't understand what this tweet's about. Just brought in the guy with the air of 9. Is that a typo?
I don't know what that means either.
It's in the chat.
ERA.
ERA.
I'm talking about baseball.
Yeah. So, Scooter Libby Dungeon says the guy who leaked Valerie Plum's name blowing her CIA. Oh yeah, that's right. That's what that dude was. And he should have been in trouble. I remember it was a whole Dick Cheney versus George Bush thing that you know happened. But Trump is freaking out, and he's probably in a corner, which makes him pretty dangerous. So this scenario that I told you guys way back when, remember when Mug was on and we were all discussing this, and I was saying, we've got a couple of options here. Either Trump is going to be a dictator or he's going to be in handcuffs. And I don't see how it could go any way but one of those two scenarios.
Well, the first way isn't possible because term limits.
You mean he can't be a dictator and just like, I mean, he's already
for like a limited time dictator.
No,
but, yeah, well, like he's a dictator with a time limit. Like that's
no,
just
no.
Hold
on. Who's to say that he doesn't just get rid of that rule if he becomes an authoritarian?
Everybody does.
Everybody can hope that, and we can
to
the streets.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah,
and
we
like,
can say that.
You can say that, but we don't abide by it.
Yeah, well, this president has proved beyond a shadow of a doubt he doesn't give a fuck what any of us thinks. So,
until he barge into the White House and remove him from office
physically. I wish. I hope the latter is the case. I hope there's some FBI people saying, Mr. President, I need you to put your hands behind your back. you're under arrest for A, B, C, D through Z. You know what I mean? And I hope they have all the goods, like super, super tight, bad shit, which he's already like, how many bad things has he done to this country already?
Like, oh, Dean, you know lately that, of course, he's basically, he basically put up the tariffs because he knew that the government could get more money that way and his daughter's business won't be impacted
Dungeon says he can't get rid of term limits unless Congress agrees to change the Constitution. What if he just ripped, like he's been doing anyways, Dungeon? I mean,
no, his executive orders, like that's the thing. It's like he's tried to do stuff that's been going around the Constitution, and the courts have stopped him.
Look,
like his fight with immigration, for instance, the courts have stopped him.
Let me give you a small example.
Just say whatever the fuck you want. You have to deal with other people.
He can't become a dictator. We've been over this a billion times.
No, let me give you a small.
I know, like you think in your head that like he can just say, "Okay, term limits eliminated."
That's not.
I can only hope that Trump's gotten away with as much as he has lately.
Hold on,
because people have been giving him a large enough noose to hang himself with.
Hold on. I'm going to make a small point here, and it may make you think the way that I'm thinking, break. It's a small thing, right? But there was – I think it was one of the departments, the one that Mick Mulvaney is heading up now. Why is Mick Mulvaney in that position when the normal chain of command is the person that was right behind the leader that takes over when that person leaves? Why is it that Mick Mulvaney got put in there against all the rules and nobody said anything about it? That's what I'm saying.
He can appoint people to that, he can appoint people to positions.
And here's another thing. If Mueller gets fired, Breakman, we are in a full-blown constitutional crisis. Which means anything can happen.
The thing is, he's been trying to fire him. He's been looking for ways to do it, and his lawyers have told him he can't.
He's been
actively trying to do it, Frank. He's been told no, he can't.
You want
to
know?
You seem to think like he has more power than he does.
No, here's the deal.
Yeah, he's not a king.
It's
yet.
Not.
I mean,
it's not. Hold on,
like
Eric.
They
it's not
going along with
it's not.
Says.
It's not that I think he has more power. It's that he thinks he has more power. I understand what you're saying, Brake. I know how the government works, dude. Like,
right, but there are other people telling him what he can and can't do. Like, he is able to get away with
with
executive decisions, but he isn't able to get away with as much as he thinks.
You know what he's
and
able?
And he has been stopped in a lot of ways.
You know what he's able to get done, Brakeman? He's able to fire Jeff Sessions, which I never thought in a million
years.
I
really wish he would.
I know. I wish he would, too, because I think Jeff Sessions is a piece of shit. But he's also has every right to get rid of Rod Rosenstein for whatever bullshit reason he thinks. And then he can appoint whoever he wants into that position. And do you think that guy is going to be the guy that he puts in there going to be kind to Robert Mueller and let him finish his investigation? That investigation goes by the wayside if that happens. And if that happens, who's to say that Trump can't take the next step? I'm not betting against it. I'm not betting against it.
I'm well aware of the fact that even after Trump leaves, he'll leave a stain in the country that we'll still be seeing after we've washed it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. And Dungeon makes a good point. Trump appointees approved the warrants on Cohen. I agree. I totally agree with you, Dungeon. Like Rosenstein is no friend of mine. He's a fucking lifelong Republican too. But I'm saying, who's to say that he doesn't put in somebody like Scaramucci into that position? You think Scaramucci's not going to do anything and everything that Trump wants? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just using him as an example. Trump can put people in places.
And you're right.
Bidding.
Like, they've been doing stuff like that, and that's been going on. But the courts have fought them in a lot of ways. Like, Trump hasn't gotten everything he's wanted. In fact, he hasn't got a lot of what he's wanted because the courts have said, no.
Yeah, we've gotten that.
Like when in the undue sanctions against Russia, that never happened.
No, we've definitely
right.
gotten
and like and for instance, like we're talking about his attacks on immigration. Like courts have said no, you can't do that, and have cut like the numerous times the courts have stopped his ban on immigration.
And what is Trump doing now when in regards to immigration, since he can't do that? Which
he's sending guys down to a border who can't do anything but stand there.
Yes, I was going to say
and
that.
And he's trying to get a wall built, which is a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke. No question about it. I mean, the whole thing is
I know when he builds it, he's going to use different colored Lego blocks. I just know
it. The Lego Movie 2, the
dungeon,
wall.
Dungeon saying
like we're
something.
We're going to have like a gray wall and then there's going to be a yellow block. Like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah, exactly. Dungeon says, I'm not doubting that he can put terrible people in powerful positions, see Ben Carson, but their power is still limited by our legislature.
Exactly.
But if we're in a constitutional crisis, our legislature means nothing. It means nothing. That's what I'm saying. Like this is perilous territory that we're in. We're in territory that we haven't been in since Watergate, and I think it's even worse than Watergate because I don't think this president's going to go down without a huge fight. And I mean, by that, I mean,
but none of them have like,
yeah,
the only one who really got anywhere was, where they really had anything on him, just decided to quit,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And this guy's not, that's one thing I say.
And
about...
then like, and then they were able to, for instance, they were able to impeach, Bill Clinton, mm-hmm. but what did that amount to? They weren't able to remove him from office.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, I'm hoping.
But to be fair, that was like his last year or something. Yeah.
I know, and he was removed by term limits. Yeah. So we do have those to look forward to. He is not going to get to stay longer.
Yeah.
Like that's not happening. He's got what? 2 more years and then God help us if he gets 4 more years,
yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, at the minimum he's got 2.
Dungeon says impeach Legos. I don't know, man. I'm freaked out by it.
Legos blame for everything.
Yeah, I'm kind of freaked out by it.
I can see him tweeting about that. Like, everything else is going wrong, and he just starts tweeting out, oh, those damn Legos. Like, they're going against the country. They're un-American.
We got to find some way to make Fox News do a story about Legos.
Yeah.
Then I'll believe it.
Jesus Christ, yeah. That is scary
in
itself.
I'm trying to make America great again with these Lego walls. And they want to give me red pieces when I need gray.
This message was approved by Sean Hannity. You know, like type thing. All right, let's move on, guys. I have a quick lulls. I want to talk about something here.
Wait, my Sweeto first.
Oh, yeah, your Sweeto. Go ahead.
My Sweeto is Billy Mitchell has been removed from his rankings.
Yep, but that's
and
cool.
And basically banned from participating in any kind of...
That's really sad because he does have legitimate, like, scores like he's done things in front of crowds where it's like holy shit, you know, like there's a Pac-Man score that he did by him, like in a crowd. I mean it was authenticated, so it's really sad that they're gonna just completely kick him out.
They have to remove his scores because they don't know if they were the result
cheated.
Of cheating or not.
Yeah, no, I agree with it.
But like banning him from like further like competitions, that's kind of overkill because now all he has to do is just play it straight.
I think that's...
it's sad. It's
give him a time off like for like a year or two or something.
Yeah. Then, he's a gaming legend. Like he's a big name in gaming, and we don't have many big names in gaming. You know.
Yeah, but he's tainted. He's tainted me.
I'm not saying he isn't. Like we know he cheated on.
That's like
things.
Saying. That's
but
like saying.
Just.
That's like saying
I'm saying it would be like if I don't know the Rock.
Here's the analogy I'm going to make.
He's going to go one out one day and kick somebody's random ass or something.
No.
Just
walking
down the street and he sees somebody and he's like, I'm just going to fucking pile drive this dude right here on the road.
It's
like Wajima like, anywhere.
Oh my God, Rock, what are you doing?
No,
oh
here's...
no, Rock, don't pick him up and throw him into the car. Here's... Oh God, Rock, no.
Here's the analogy. Eric, hang on.
Wait, Dungeon Buster says, I think Twin Galaxies acted that way because the organization has been accused of cronyism in the past in respect to Mitchell.
Yeah.
So they did it because they felt like they didn't want to get in trouble if they didn't.
Here's the analogy.
I think our former network had a lot to do with that, actually.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if you like watch what was going on. There wasn't a lot of scrutiny before them.
Yep.
And Billy Mitchell wasn't hated until
King of Kong.
King of Kong.
Yep.
Until the King of Kong documentary, but Twin Galaxies was never like indicted.
To be fair,
in that.
King of Kong was like had a narrative that they were trying to push, and that might have helped.
Yeah, definitely did.
But here's
and Billy Mitchell really did play up the role as the bad guy in it. Yeah, it was a good documentary.
Yeah, I like that documentary quite a bit. Here's the analogy I'm going to bring you. It's like that one Olympic sprinter from Canada. What was his name? You know, he was real famous. He got busted for doing doping up before his races, and they took all his gold medals away, and they said you cannot compete from this point on because you can't trust that he's going to try to get around the system again. And I feel the same way about Billy Mitchell. You can't trust that dude's not going to cheat. So fuck it, that's what you get. I mean,
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying
If he participates in a competition, it has to be like a public event because then he can't have the opportunity to cheat.
Yeah,
it's kind of like the
It's
kind of like the fall of Hulk Hogan. You know, it's because Hulk Hogan, he's so cool and stuff like that, and he did so many amazing things. But then
he's so racist, and
now
he has to sue Gawker into basically oblivion.
It's really tainted. And
Totally tainted.
It ruins everything he's done.
Release, but he's an insane Christian guy.
And trust me, Billy Mitchell is not.
It ruins everything everything good he accomplished.
Yeah, and trust me, Billy Mitchell's not hurting for money. So don't cry a river for him. He's going to be just fine.
Shitty hot sauce to sell.
Yeah. Dungeon says Steve Wiebe's now the first to make $1 million in Donkey Kong with Mitchell's removal.
I don't know if I've ever seen this hot sauce anywhere.
I have not either.
It's basically sold in his state, but that's why.
All right, here's my lulls. The other day, my lovely counterpart and I were on the side of our house just chilling, listening to music, and I was looking up at the sky and the next house over, and I was like, man, that bird has been there forever, just looking at it.
It did.
hold on. So I'm looking at it, and I'm like, man, that, it was cool. Like, that bird was just chilling there, just fucking breathing in the fine mile-high air, if you get my drift. And so Bridget looks up, and I look over, and I say, damn, that bird's been there forever. And she's like, she goes, that's a bird? I thought it was a piece of wood just up there. And I was like looking at her just laughing. I'm like what? That, it's a bird. Trust me, it's a bird.
It's breathing. It's a bird.
Yeah, exactly. And about that time, the bird just took off. So she was like, oh, it's a bird. I'm like, yeah.
Flying wood.
All right. We got a couple quick topics to talk about on Free For All this week. My topic is this. Since it's Friday the 13th, I would like to go around the horn, as usual, on Friday the 13th and find your favorite scary movie and your favorite game. And I will start with Eric, your favorite scary movie and your favorite scary game.
Most recent memory of that, I'd probably have to go with A Quiet Place.
Okay, and your game?
And my game would probably still be Resident Evil 4.
Ooh, good choice, man. That's a great game.
It's not scary, but it's like it's fun.
It is.
I like the atmosphere of the castle area.
Yeah. No, that's a great choice. That's a scary game for sure. What about you, Brake?
Well, I mean, I wasn't scared, but it is different, creepy, and it has this tense and atmosphere to it.
No, that's a good choice. All right, Brake, man, you're up. Nothing. We get nothing from Brake. Did Brake take off? I think Brake had to tinkle. So I will tell you my favorite game.
He had to go get high. Somehow.
Yeah, he had to get high. let's see.
Still looking for that bird, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, whoa, there's a bird that got high. Okay, my favorite game has to be Friday the 13th, the NES. No, I'm just kidding. That's not my favorite. That game's, although I do have a good nostalgia.
Terrible horror games from the NES era. Let's see, Friday the 13th, yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah. Nightmare on Elm Street wasn't terrible. That was actually a decent one. Friday the 13th was god awful.
Oh yeah, there's also Monster Party.
Yeah, and Adam's Family was on there. There's a bunch of NES ones.
Adam's Family for the NES is awful.
I have.
If you're gonna play one of those at all, play the SNES version.
I have a couple. I really like Silent Hill 2. I think it's that game for atmosphere doesn't get much better, and I think like if I was to go more modern, there's a couple others like Alien Isolation's pretty fucking scary, and Dead Space. I really, really like Dead Space. Dead Space is to me a great game.
Yeah, Silent Hill 3 is also a good choice.
Yeah, Silent Hill
3. Dead Space is a really good game. My only problem with Dead Space is all the bosses are pretty much the same.
Yeah. You know what else is scary is I only played a little bit of it, but Outlast. Holy shit, is that game scary. And how about...
Outlast 2 came to Switch, I think.
Yeah, I'll give you one more quick one. Let's see, it was... I lost my train of thought. And if I was to do a movie, my favorite scary movie of all time, oh my god, there's so many. But I'd have to... Oh man, that's a tough choice. I like Halloween. I think Halloween's my favorite scary movie.
And for another game that I want to suggest is Corpse Party, the original.
Ooh,
Corpse Party.
That's a good one. Yeah, that's
great one. Not the original, I'm like... The first game in the series, like after that's Book of Shadows, and after that's Blood Drive,
yeah.
Which was apparently not that great.
Wasn't that like the visual novel type game?
The Book of Shadows was like the pure visual novel, and the other one was like visual novel / RPG engine, but RPG Maker engine, but like you explore stuff, but it's mainly a visual novel.
Yeah. Dungeon says Dead Space fun, his favorite there. All right, Break, you're up.
Now, Dead Space had some like innovative things at the time too. Like,
yep.
I really loved the menu system for Dead Space.
Yeah,
instead
it was
of
good.
A traditional menu, it was made that your character was looking at
yep.
the menu.
Yep. Your character. Yep. The HUD was awesome in
yes.
Dead Space. I wish more people would use that.
And my favorite addition was this, was there was a button that showed you your goal.
Yep. Yeah, I like
oh,
that.
Oh,
God,
even
more
I have
games
a,
need that.
Yeah.
Even though I have a copy, I should probably play Dead Space 3 and Ooh. Attempt to sell it.
Eesh, Dead Space 3 is not fun. It's not very good. Dead Space 1 and 2 are great, great games. 3, not so much.
Did you play the Dead Space game, which is a rail shooter?
I did. Extraction. I liked
That's
it. Okay.
Game.
Yeah, it's a good game. I liked it.
I played it on the Wii for a bit, but I haven't played the HD version.
Yeah, it's fun.
I played it on the Wii, and it was a good game.
Yeah,
I really liked that.
I played on the Wii, and also I got a free copy on something else. I can't. Maybe the PS3.
On Dead Space 2's physical release, you mean?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
It's like a part of the disc, I think. It's like you have to install it separately.
No, I think it was a separate disc, if I'm not mistaken. Breakman, your favorite scary game and movie?
Does Ghostbusters count?
No. Does not. Hmm.
Dead Space Extraction on the 360 might be the separate disc version, because on the PS3 it was on the PS3 disc.
So we've already talked like 1,000 times. Like my favorite scary games is The Suffering, but I can't think of my favorite movie then.
Oh,
maybe I really love Tremors.
Is The Suffering on the backwards compatibility list?
It is not. Suffering's not on the backwards compatibility, which sucks.
I own the second one, but I never got a chance to actually really.
What about play. Castlevania Curse of Darkness?
Yeah, that counts. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay.
But
yeah,
I was asking if that was on the backwards compatibility.
Oh,
I have no idea.
Not sure.
Not no sure. idea. I'd have to look for the list.
I wish the darkness. I wish the darkness would go backward. I know two is backwards compatible, but one is not, and that sucks, man. I found both those games at GameStop-o for like one of them was like $5, the other one was like $3, and I'm like, man, I really want to get those games, but they're not backward compatible. So you know, all right. We got another little quick free-for-all here. Since it's Friday the 13th, Eric, you want to do this one?
Oh, yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson and his bullshit. I'm done with it, basically. He did tweets related to the Friday the 13th because he has to be that guy that does the but actually and just suck the fun out of anything, any topic that could be considered fun. Like a couple months back, maybe like, no, back when Force Awakens came out, like he complained, he basically got on Twitter to say in all the ways that that the science is wrong in Star Wars, the science fiction being a keyword is wrong.
Yeah, I think he suffers what a lot of intellects suffer from, is that they know more than everybody in the room. So you're right, they kind of suck the fun out of it.
But they have to let everybody know.
Yeah. You know who else is like that?
It's like they've forgotten how to interact with people.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's like inferiority complex or narcissism.
Yeah. It's not inferiority or narcissism. It's more like – he's so obsessed with truth and facts that there's no room in for the ability to just enjoy things.
Yeah,
That sounds like narcissism.
Yeah,
he's so obsessed.
Narcissism is about self obsession.
Right, but that's what he's doing though.
I think he's doing this because it's just a part of his brain chemistry, rather than he actually likes himself.
I actually like Neil deGrasse Tyson for numerous reasons. I'm not going to not listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson.
But not just liking yourself, but liking your world and your thought process and your version of the world.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's kind of enforcing his views on everyone else.
Yeah. Well, he's not even doing that. He seems a little arrogant at times. I think it's more of an arrogance than anything. But I like it. Dungeon says, I think he recently mentioned that Netflix didn't have Armageddon in a tweet, and then Netflix tweeted back that it was there now so he could ruin it for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, basically, the tweet was, if you do a full calculation, you'll find that Friday the 13th is no less rare on the calendar than Thursday the 12th. So it's not important. So...
Well, it's not important to him.
So we should make like Thursday the 12th a scary day too, or a different holiday.
Here's where I disagree.
Or we should make all Friday the 13th days scary days.
Here's where I kind of disagree.
Let's just make every Friday scary.
Yeah. Here's where I disagree with Neil deGrasse Tyson a little bit on
Hold on, Eric. Five shows up scary day.
Yeah. Here's where I disagree with Neil deGrasse Tyson a little bit. All right. Every Friday the 13th, you guys have known this. I've done this every year since, you know, and that's been, what, 10 years, 11 years that Grinders has been in existence. Every Friday the 13th, I always play, you know, something Friday the 13th related for the intro. I always ask you guys what your favorite movie, your favorite game, you know, horror game. So there is significance when it comes to little life's pleasures, right? It's like 420 for somebody that's into weed. You know, that date means something. Friday the 13th means something to horror fans because it's one of the greatest horror franchises of all time. So
May the 4th for Star Wars fans. I'm a lifetime Star Wars fan, but I think that's.
Can I tell you a real world story that I had that kind of parallels this one?
Go ahead.
It's like the people who think Jedi is a religion.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Eric.
I talked to so many on Twitter about their birthday, congratulating them happy birthdays, and one of the persons this person follows, I'll not name them just to protect them from people getting angry through a storm because it happened like months, maybe even years ago. But basically congratulated them a happy birthday because it was their birthday. But he didn't really care. And he says, I don't really celebrate my birthdays because I don't see the significance in it. But he went into the spiel as to why, and it just came across as a smug excuse.
Yeah. Bridget says something actually really cool.
Neil's basically that guy, only he's not smug about it. It's just a matter of fact for him.
Yeah. Bridget says it's fun. It's a fun excuse to watch all the Friday the 13th movies, which we're doing. Yeah, we're in the middle of that Friday the 13th marathon. So yeah, no, that's the whole thing.
Here's a quote for a critic that one of the people on Twitter who reacted to his statement was says Neil deGrasse Tyson's bullshit is worth criticizing because he popularizes a rhetoric which he can promote factually objectively wrong things from a faulty basis. That basically means that he's missing the point of what's being discussed.
Yeah. I mean, I understand Neil deGrasse Tyson's point as well. Like, it's Friday the 13th is no more significant than Thursday the 12th, but it's significant.
But that's not what people are talking about and why they're talking about
it. Right. It's more about, like, the horror community really revering that day as a day to watch scary movies or whatever.
It kind of seems like that guy's just like, what kind of weird thing can I say today that'll get people up in arms? Yeah, what can I do? What can I say today that'll piss people off?
Yeah. Here's another quote that's actually pretty funny. He said, I swear to God, this Twitter account is just a fucking meme at this point.
Yeah. I'm just reading the chat a little bit. All right.
And it says one microbiologist said, your bio should say special skills, ability suck the fun out of any room.
Yep. That's about all we got today, guys, unless you have anything else. Do you have anything else, Brake?
Actually, I do.
Oh, okay.
I have a slight review, and I don't know if you guys want to go into spoilers or not.
Definitely do that. Depends on what.
Well, it's not old, but it's not, it's not new. But it's the first of three movies I need to watch this month.
Okay.
For Ragnarok.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Great movie. Okay.
Yes, it's really funny. I don't know if you want to get if you want to do spoilers or not on it.
Yeah, it's a little too young.
It just came out on video, but
been a year since the movie released, though, so it's like practically a year.
No.
So the next one I need to see obviously is Black Panther, and that's by the end of the
is
month.
Is that still in theaters? Because you got a shot if it is.
It is. Yeah, but next is Infinity War, so I gotta see that quick. What I mean?
Even if it wasn't, you could probably go to a value cheapo theater and see it there.
Black Panther is still going strong. It's still top five at the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it's
they won't be able to keep much longer though because Infinity War is in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think they can keep two Marvel movies in the theater at the same time.
We'll see.
I think they
messed
up by bumping that movie up.
I agree.
It was supposed to come out in May, and I think they made a mistake by.
Because they didn't want to cannibalize solo sales, so that's why they did that.
I think they're doing just fine because Black Panther is the number three movie all time domestically. So
speaking of that. Do you think Solo will be a good movie or not?
I'm mixed. I don't know what to think about that movie. I'll wait till the reviews come out.
The guy playing Solo to kind of – he sells me on the role, but his appearance doesn't sell me.
I don't
know if he sells me on the role yet or not, but I'm sold on Donald Glover as Lando.
Oh, hell yes, I am.
Freaking sold on that. Yeah. I want to see
Danny
that.
Danny Glover's kid?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not Danny Glover.
He's a rapper. He's a writer, director, and actor. That guy's
super talented.
Like he is beyond talented, and he's selling this role. So, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that.
Maybe he'll make a Lando movie next time.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Maybe. For Ragnarok, back to that. It's a fun movie. It's the third Thor movie, and this one. Unlike the second one, you know what? This is actually the second Thor movie because the second, what was that called? Thor Dark World or something was really a Loki movie. Yeah, this one is Thor's movie.
Yeah.
The plot of that movie sucked anyway.
No, it was okay.
They changed some.
More or less a vehicle just for Loki to be awesome. Like he breaks this.
Yeah,
it didn't have to be a good plot. That's why.
pretty much. I 100% agree with that. I like that movie, but it wasn't. It was thin on plot.
Yeah.
This one I think was more rich on plot because of really because of the Hulk and what was going on with him, and they keep us kind of quiet as you know, why is he was the Hulk for 2 years?
Yep.
Type thing like that. We're kind of, I guess, they want us to kind of think about that a bit more.
I almost forgot that the things that happened in Adventures 2 are why he's there in the beginning.
But I was gonna say, like, the Hulk is more of a two-dimensional character in this one.
Yeah,
you know, he gets to voice his opinion, and you get to see kind of some emotions from him and such. Yeah. Like,
more than a two-dimensional character, you mean?
Yeah, three-dimensional.
But I say two-dimensional. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway, so he doesn't say much if he says anything at all. Yeah. Which movie didn't he say anything? Was that
the first Avengers? Yeah, except the puny god.
No, there was one he didn't say anything. Was that?
That would probably be Ultron? Just the Incredible Hulk.
Was that Age of Ultron?
It could have been Age of Ultron.
I think he might have said one thing, but that's like, it might have been a grunt rather than an actual thing he said.
Yeah. All right, break, go ahead.
So anyways, it's a really good movie, and I think it's really satisfying as far as the conclusion of really of the Thor story him and his father and his brother and all their, you know, the family story, because this story adds they change the plot. They change a character, and instead of being Loki's daughter in the comic, they change Hela to be Thor's sister.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Which was an interesting change, which made really this more again. The Thor movies have really been about his relationship with his father and with his brother and such like this, and now it adds a sister in the mix.
Yeah, I like that movie quite a bit. Yeah. Did you see the stingers at the end break?
Oh, and what was with Jeff Goldblum when they when he was auditioning for the role, he was like, "So how do you want me to do this character? Whatever you want."
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean? Like, well, just do whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so Jeff Goldblum was probably like, so you want me to?
I'll just be the more neurotic version of myself.
You just want me to be myself, maybe. Yeah. Just talk like that. Yes, do that.
Yeah.
Just go with it.
Well, when Jeff Goldblum gets a role, he gets to do anything he wants. Period. So you know, I mean,
this role in particular, it was like, do whatever you want.
Yep.
Is this good if I go completely over the top and I add 4 inches to my height and just I go that crazy over the top?
Yeah.
Yes, Mr. Goldblum. Yes.
Is he going to be in the Avengers Infinity War movie?
God, I hope he shows up again.
I hope so, too.
My God, he was awesome.
Yeah, he was great in that movie, man.
Goldblum was like basically the second coming of Raul Julia.
He was the most over the top character in the Marvel universe so far. Like,
yep.
And he was just revelishing in it. Like, it's like you picked the perfect actor to just go over the top with.
Yeah, and that's a great role.
Gary Busey's like the only other crazy guy I can think of just going completely over the
top. Oh my God, man. Speaking of Gary Busey, I just saw... actually, there's breaking news, guys. Trump's going to speak about Syria tonight. So we'll probably be at war real soon. But yeah.
So did Gary Busey play the Fung 2 in Galaxy?
No,
his name was.
He did play the Ginger Dead Man. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but he's in that. He's the voice of the Ginger Dead Man.
So it's like the Gingerbread Man, but evil.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean... Gary Busey wasn't the best example because he is generally crazy, whereas I don't think Jeff Goldblum is.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum's crazy. He's crazy. He's not bad.
I don't think I should say I don't think he's as crazy.
He's crazy, but he's not crazy freak out and
pussy. Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he's not as crazy as Gary Busey.
Right.
I don't think anybody is as crazy as Gary Busey.
Gary Busey crazy, but he's crazy. All right, so you did you say you saw Black Panther or you didn't?
Not yet. That's okay. Next.
You got to go to the theater.
Infinity War, which comes out in, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. I'm going to see it on a Thursday. They have a special screening here where you can get, for $20, you can get a 3D viewing, large popcorn, and a commemorative coin. So I'm going to go see it on Thursday.
Do they do, like, movie passes?
No.
In your area, because they don't do that around here. But movies are cheap enough that that's not a problem.
Yeah, every once in a while they do. All right, Brake, did you have anything else?
Good movie. Give a thumbs up. Recommend.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great movie.
Marvel, like, individual, like, series of movies, like, I think the Captain America are the best, but I think Thor are right next to it, right behind them.
Yeah, that's a tough call, man. The Captain America movies were fucking phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. They're the top.
Yeah.
But I think these definitely kicked the shit out of the Iron Man movies.
I like the Iron Man 1 and 2. 3, I'm going to
pretend. I wasn't a big fan of 2, even.
I liked the first Captain America movie, like, but it's also two at and the same three, time it's not.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of eh.
Actually, well, the first Avenger movie, like, what the fuck happened to Red Skull?
Yeah, he's gone, dude. Don't you remember?
They just like kind of moved on from him and like forgot he existed completely. They didn't kill him in the movie.
Oh yeah, he got killed. He was off that the Tesseract got him in Captain America 1, I believe.
Like I never saw him die. Like is what I'm saying. I'm saying they just kind of like
they gave you the impression he died. They didn't out and out say it, but yeah, I know what you're saying, Brake. There was no like, oh, I see he died right there type deal. No.
I mean, that's fine. It's a cinematic universe. Like you don't expect any of these villains to come back from their conflicts because they'll just use another villain.
Well, that's the thing. Marvel has a big time problem with villains that I hope gets solved with this Marvel Fox deal coming down, Disney, Fox, whatever. But you know,
oh yeah, like speaking of Marvel, Marvel's Capcom Infinite sucked. So will they even make a fifth one? And will the fifth one actually have X-Men in it now?
Maybe we'll see. All right, let's do our plugs. Brake Man, your plugs, please.
You can follow me at Brake_Man and at RP Grinders on Twitter, and that's it.
All right.
That's all you can follow me at.
And
that's it. Leave me alone. I'm just kidding. Please send me something on Twitter, please.
Eric, your plug, sir.
You can find me on sites I've written for, like BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, HonestGamers.com, and VogNetwork.com. And there's also my YouTube channel, FunnyTooMan, and you can find me on Twitter at EricRPG.
All right. My plugs are as follow. Dungeon Buster was in chat. Thank you very much, Dungeon. Bridget was in chat. Thank you, Bridget. She's sitting here. You're welcome, she says. All right. And then you can get me on any of the systems. It's RP Grinders with capital RPG.
Except for the Switch, because you don't have that.
Yeah, yeah. But I think I still have an account on Nintendo.
The Nintendo Network ID.
Yeah. So you can find me there. And what else? That's about it. We're live every Friday, so if you want to join the chat, please do so. Friday at 7 on YouTube or Twitch, either will work. I look at both chat. So that's about it. Anything else you guys got?
Don't tweet Neil deGrasse Tyson unless it's to ream him.
Yeah.
Tell him exactly. What somebody needs to do is they need to meet him in person and tell him exactly what the fuck is wrong with him.
Yeah. Exactly. All right.
So I don't think anybody's actually done that.
Yeah. Let's have a safe Friday the 13th weekend, everybody. Stay safe out there. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.